I invite any children that would like to come forward. Anyone else? I forgot to ask where you normally sit, so hopefully this isn't illegal. Right? What's your name?
Amber.
Amber? Hi, Amber. I am Terry, and this is my son. What's your name?
Ian.
Ian. So, today we're using the word neighbor. You've heard that word, haven't you? What do you think of when you think of a neighbor? Usually someone maybe who lives by you, right? So we hear about that word neighbor, and I'm going to have Ian help me, because Jesus talked about neighbors, that we're supposed to love our neighbors as ourselves, and he told us stories so that we would not only understand who a neighbor was, but where our neighbors live. And right here, I have something. Can you help me get that apart? Can you help me grab that? I have this little world that wasn't so tangled up when I put it in here. But it's a sermon illustration, right? About how tangled up our world is.
Yeah,
we're kind of messed up sometimes, aren't we? They're not supposed to be. I'm going to show you this. This is a picture of a world, and it shows all these different people. And do they look alike? Look at that, Eureka. So do they look alike? How do they look alike? They have faces, right? And they have hats. Yeah, so these are supposed to be pictures of children from all over the world, and they're in their native dress to show that they're from different areas. See, we've got a little Eskimo with a fish. And then we have someone over here. We have a Native American with a bow and an arrow and a headdress. So we see that neighbors come in all shapes and sizes, right? And from all around the world. And so that's what we're talking about today, that a neighbor isn't just someone who lives right next to us, but a neighbor is anyone in our world. And Jesus wants us to show them love and kindness. After the sermon today, we're all going to sing a song. And I want you especially, it's called Jesu, Jesu, Fill Us With Your Love. And it's from our neighbors, our Christian neighbors, in Ghana. And one of the verses says, neighbors are rich and poor, varied in color and race, which means we're all different, right? Neighbors are near and they're far away. But we're supposed to love them just as Jesus has loved us, okay?
Some neighbors live beside you, some neighbors live in different states.
You are absolutely right. Some live near us, and some in other states, and some in other countries, right? Right? And so Jesus wants us to be a neighbor by loving them. He says, you're a neighbor whenever you love and you show kindness to others, okay? Let's pray. You want to repeat after me? Okay. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us. Help us to love others. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Amber. Thank you, Ian.